I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Last week, I talked about movie criticism as seasonal work akin to fruit picking, except that fruit pickers don't pick fruit when they know it's rotten. Well, Inkheart may not be rotten to the core, but it's impossible to exaggerate the overripeness of its special effects. Not since the thundering digital herds of Jumanji has the big screen seen such too muchness. Brendan Fraser plays Mo Folchart, a book collector with a special gift that qualifies him as a silver tongue. When he reads aloud, characters leap off the page, not just figuratively, as they do in fine literature, but literally, in the same way the movie star steps out of the screen in The Purple Rose of Cairo. Unlike that lovely Woody Allen film, though, the invincibly graceless Inkheart imposes an arbitrary rule. When a character escapes from a book into real life, a real person automatically gets sucked into the book. Don't ask why. That's what happened to Mo's wife, Risa, almost a decade ago, and that's why Mo, accompanied by his 12-year-old daughter, traipses around looking for a copy of Inkheart, the Dungeons & Dragons novel that ingested Risa and might still be forced to disgorge her. What the movie disgorges is an almost endless and eventually meaningless succession of bad guys from the book, along with dragons, flying monkeys, a petulant weasel, a melancholy fire juggler played by Paul Bettany, a minotaur, a sand monster similar to the one Fraser encountered in The Mummy, and Toto, the little dog from The Wizard of Oz. Still, Inkheart presents a couple of genuine mysteries. One is the oppressively drab, high-contrast cinematography. How can this be the work, which it is, of Roger Pratt, one of the best shooters in the business? Another mystery involves the cast, which includes such superb actors as Helen Mirren and Jim Broadbent. How did they get sucked into the script? Since Inkheart is the only movie of even marginal consequence opening this week, let me also mention a couple of important new DVD releases. Masterpiece is not a word you want to cheapen by overuse. Still, it's the only right word for The Earrings of Madame Deux, Max Ophüls' sublime tragedy of manners made in 1953. The film plays out within the rigid, opulent structures of 19th-century French aristocracy, but it pulses with uncontrollable passion. Danielle Darrieux is the Countess Louise, the wife of a general played by Charles Boyer, and Vittorio De Sica, a superb actor before he became a peerless director, is her lover, the Baron. The action starts with a shallow impulse, Louise's decision to sell a pair of earrings her husband gave her on their wedding day. By the end, she's been engulfed by unforeseen events and destroyed by love. Carol Reed's Our Man in Havana, a droll comedy turned subversive adventure, will be available February 3rd for the first time on DVD. The genre it subverts is the international spy thriller. Alec Guinness is Jim Wormold, the Havana representative of a vacuum cleaner company who's recruited by Noel Coward into Her Majesty's Secret Service. Wormold has only the dimmest idea of what he's supposed to do, so he starts fabricating reports, and that has dire consequences. This 1959 film isn't up to such Carol Reed masterpieces as The Third Man, Odd Man Out, The Fallen Idol, or Oliver, but it's fascinating stuff with a cast that includes Ralph Richardson, Burl Ives, Maureen O'Hara, and Ernie Kovacs. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW soon with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.